Blog Talk Radio.
When I was a little girl,
your program is the Old Shepherd Zion. Your host and moderator is Overseer Janice Ford. I am so delighted to be able to come back across these airways and skyways once again, bringing unto you, you and you, the divine word of truth. Yes, I'm back. I have been out for a minute, but I'm back with the same message, hallelujah, of ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ to a hungry world, to whomever want to hear the good news of our Savior. Hallelujah. And I just want to welcome all of you that are able to listen in on this morning. This is Sunday morning, and we're coming at you with the Old Shepherd Zion, hallelujah, on this morning. This is a live church service, and we're just honoring all of you that are in our digital audience on this morning. I don't know what I sound like. I haven't checked out my digital devices. I just plug them in, and I'm just hoping and praying for God's best. We're just going to allow God to show up and show out in our midst on this morning. Hallelujah. And I just want to welcome all of you once again. Our guests, our colleagues, our kingdom family, our kinship family, and all of you that are out there in our live audience on this morning. And may God richly bless you. I want to also send out, hallelujah, thank you to my loyal and faithful listeners that continually to make the Old Shepherd Zion a part of your listening program. Hallelujah. May it be live or may it be in the archives. But however you connect with the Old Shepherd Zion, we are taking our hat off to you on this morning and saluting you, you and you. So I'm scheduled to be with you 1 hour on this morning. And so we want you just to come along. I have the chat room open for you on this morning for your sitting and your listening pleasure. Hallelujah. We want you to bring all your digital devices. We know that we are living in a high-tech society. So we want you to bring your smartphone or your iPhone. Want you to bring your tablet, want you to bring your notebook and all of your digital gadgets. Just bring them aboard along with your chip, your dip, your latte, your OJ, your water beverages, and whatever you have at your fingertip. Just come along. Don't let anything stop you, hinder you from connecting with the Old Shepherd Zion on this morning. It has been almost a month since I've been live radio. I have been having difficulties, you know, with my service. You know, I've just been one thing after another. But I just thank God for having this opportunity on this morning to come across these airways and skyways, bringing the divine word of truth. And so right now, before we go into our prayer, I want to send condolences out to those of you that has lost loved ones. Hallelujah. We want to send our regards and our prayers out to the female officer that was shot sitting in her squad car. So we want to send condolences out to that family. to all the families, to you, you, and you. We don't want to overlook anyone. We want to pray for everybody under the sound of my voice. Hallelujah. So we want to just right now send condolences out to those of you that have lost loved ones. May it be in the last 72 hours. May it be in the last 48 hours. The last 24 hours. The last 12 hours. 8 hours. 5 hours. 30 minutes ago. Second minutes ago. Hallelujah. At this present time. And we do that to let you know that you are not alone in your hour. We want you to know that you have that are praying around the nation. They are praying for you and with you. Hallelujah. In your hour of a great loss. So we want you to know that you are not alone. And when you find out that there's only two set of footprints in the sand, that's when Jesus carried you spiritually. Jesus picked you up and carried you. So we want you to continue to be encouraged. We know that our time is rapidly moving right along, so we're going to go right now into our opening prayer. Each time that we come across these airways, we fail not to acknowledge and reverence the one that made all this possible. His name is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He's a native of Nazareth. Yet he was born in Bethlehem. Hallelujah. And so we want to reference him on this morning. Hallelujah. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love on me. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, enabling us to gather in unity, God, once again around this background. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to unite, God. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Father God, that you said in your word that you're gone to prepare a place for us. And when you return for your bridegroom, which is the church, hallelujah, when you return, you will receive us unto yourself. But you said that you went away to prepare a place for us. It's not a place that are built by the hands of man, but you are the architect, you are the creator. And God, until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continue to mount up from the fourth part of this world, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, God, to anoint these lips of clay. Able me, God, to bring a rhema of word to those that may, then again, may not know you, God, in the pardons of their iniquity. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and words of wisdom to each and every one that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their very heart and soul. Father God, we won't take your praise, we won't take your glory. We'll give you all the glory that are due unto thee. These and other blessings we ask, your Son, Jesus' marvelous name. And we'll let the temple of God and his people say, amen and amen. All right, without any further ado, we're going to carry you into a live program. This is a church service. It's not actually a program. This is a church service. And it's digital. This is a digital live church service on this morning. And whenever we come across these airways and skyways, we are live. So we have a prayer request line. We call it our studio dial-up require. Excuse me. I know the devil trying to get into my tongue and trying to scour my words, but what I'm trying to say is we have a studio dial-up prayer request line where you can call in and speak live with the host. And that's yours truly, Overseer Janice Warren. Hallelujah. And we will stand in agreement in your prayer petition that you want to place at the feet of God. At the conclusion of this program, I will prompt you which to call in and make your request known. So without any further ado, we're going to take you on into live program that's already in progression. Hallelujah. And so our theme on tonight, or our sermon on tonight, entitled Anchors in the Storm. I want to say that one more time. Our sermon on this morning, entitled anchors in the storm. You might say, overseer, what you mean, anchors in the storm? I'm talking about in this life, this journey walk on the road to Damascus. We're talking about this road to see Jesus. We're talking about the man that died, stretched him high. They hung him high and stretched him wide on Calvary cross. Hallelujah, over 2,000 light years ago. We're talking about our everyday circumstances that we encounter every day of our lives. And you know, ever since sin walked on this planet, there has been a non-cease of violent death, just sickness in the extremities of our bodies. And you know, this will continue until Jesus appears, the Bible says, in all of his beauty and all of his glory. Hallelujah. We will encounter storm. But I don't want you to be disappointed. But I want you to know that you have a helper. He is the lifeline to your storm. You can grab hold to that spiritual anchor of God. God tell us, hallelujah, in his word. Our key scripture coming out of the law of Joshua 1 and 9 says that your God is with you wherever you go. And in that regard, Jesus said that I'll never leave you, now will I forsake you. But I, Jesus Christ, will be with you to the ends of the earth. Hallelujah, Jesus. We know that we always encounter a storm in our lives. We will continue, as I foresee, having storms as long as we live. And it's all because of disobedience. It started all in the Garden of Eden. But that's not my sermon on today. But I'm just letting you know that's where all of the chaos derived from being disobedient unto God. So we have to suffer. We have to suffer in this life. We have to suffer death of our loved ones, death of our spouses, death of our parents, death of our grandparents, death of our sons or daughters, death of our uncles and aunts, death of our colleagues, death of a business partner, death of a care provider, death of our insurance salesman, death of those that are near and dear to our heart and our soul. We have to go through trials and tribulations. We're talking about the anchors in the storm on this way. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. We're talking about the trials. We're talking about our tribulations. We're talking about our disappointments. We're talking about our sorrows in this life storm that we need Jesus to be an anchor in this storm. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. You know, I'm reminded, hallelujah, Jesus, that when my sister, her name was Marie. Hallelujah, Jesus. When she died of a cardiac arrest, I was 9 days from being at her home. I talked with her. I sat on the bed and I talked with her. I wouldn't have known that that would have been my last time seeing her alive. Hallelujah. But I tell you, I was so heartbroken to see her demise. You know, we hate to see anybody that we love leave this planet because we feel like they should stay, you know, forever. And I know there are some family members that live longer than others. You know, it's just all in God's, it's just all in His hands, and it's according to God's will. Not our will, but according to God's will. But like I said, I was so sad. I cried out to God. And even though I come back home after seeing just 9 days previous, I tried my best to get an airline ticket, and I wasn't successful in getting one. I felt like that God will, you know, bless me to get one. We run across one, but at the time I had the money on me instead of in the bank. So then I chose to, you know, we would go again in that same week and search the internet. And hopefully, you know, God would allow me to get a ticket. But God did not allow me to get a ticket. And then I questioned God. Why, God? Did you not let me see my sister one more time? God said I did. Then I took my mind back to 9 days. That I sat up on a bed. And she had a smile, hallelujah, just like the morning sun. Eyes was radiant. They had a glow about them. You know, when we were little children, we would hear the adult talk about things. They were so wise. The people in our days, the older people and our grandparents and our aunts and our uncles and those that was among us were so wise. And we would listen to them. And a lot of times we would take heed to the same to this day. And it followed us on into adulthood. And I would hear them say that a person that they knew that had died, that they had death in their eyes. And I remember that as a young child. And it stayed with me on into my adulthood. And when I looked into my sister's eyes, I could see that her eyes was the eyes of death. But I just continued to go on, and I didn't put up, putting up a, what I want to say, a surprise. Or I didn't want to alarm her, but I knew within my soul that the eye that was presenting itself to me was the eyes of death. And so, like I said, we're talking about anchors in the storm. We know that there is somebody out there this morning that are in a storm. You're in a storm of ice, and you don't know how to get out. You don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know how you're going to put meals on your table, food on your table. Prepare your meals. You don't know how you're going to pay that mortgage. You don't know how you're going to pay your rent. You don't know how you're going to pay that college tuition for your son or daughter. Those university fees that are now due, you don't know how you're going to pay them. You don't know how you're going to pay that daycare fee that's sucking in you right now. You have allotted all the money that you had in the bank, and now you're at a zero balance. Well, come to serve, you know that we serve a God that owns Dow Jones. We serve a God that owns all the Bank of America. We serve a God that owns the New York change. You would invest in these various companies, and then you would get a return on down the road. So God owns all of the financial institutions. He owns all the gold bars. He owns all the money in the vault. He owns a cattle on a thousand hills below me. He also owns you and I. Because we are not of ourselves. We are bought with a price. So I want you to know, all you got to do is look to Jesus. Jesus is the anchor in your storm on this morning. Jesus will bless you to pay that bill. Pay that PG&E bill or that electric bill. pay, he will bless you to pay that child tuition, college tuition. He will bless you to be able to pay the daycare fee. He will bless you with money to cover your mortgage. All you have to do is call upon him. He said, those that call upon him, and all you got to do is ask in faith. Not ask in doubt, but ask in faith. And believe that God is a God of his word. We know that God has never lied. God tell us in his word, he says, I am not a man that I should lie. Nor am I a son of man that I, God, should repent. So God is not a liar and God is not going to start lying. God hates lying, and he hates liars. We know that God is a God. He's a spiritual deity is who he is. He's a spirit. God said those that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So as long as you come into God truthfully, God will hear the humble cry. God said all you have to do is ask. He said, I already know what you are in need of even before you ask me. I already know. But God is willing and he's waiting on you just to ask him. You know, sometimes we get to where we feel like when we call on God, we're doing God wrong. Do you know that's the reason God is in existence is for us to call on him? He don't want us to call on Tyrone. He don't want us to call on Mr. or Mrs. Jones, but God wants us to call on him. He is the CNC. That means Christ in charge. He wants us to call on him. Because when you can't call on your sister, you can call on God. When you can't call on your brother, you can call on God. When you can't call on your parents, your mother, your father, you can call on God. When you can't call Aunt Lucy, you can call on God. When you can't call Uncle Tom, you can call on God. When you can't call Cousin Deborah, you can call on God. You can call on God when there's no one else that you can reach. Jesus' line of communication is always open. He's never too busy because God can answer yours and mine and the whole universe at the same time. You might say, oh, we'll see a Ward, how can he? He can do that because of who he is. He is God Almighty. He is a omnipotent force. Hallelujah. And you have to mind how you do it. You have to come to God in sincerity. You don't come to God with nonsense. You don't come to God with hating on nobody. You don't put any prepositions to God, don't bless this sister over there because, you know, she said something to me that wasn't right. She did something to me at work that wasn't right. Don't bless her, God. God do not hear those type of prayers. They do not even reach the throne of God. But when you come to God correct and you say, God, not only bless me, but bless those that are in a need. I want you to bless those. We can't pray those selfish prayers because they won't go anywhere. They'll bounce off the wall and hit the floor. Because God do not honor selfish prayers. Prayers that have hatred in them. God wants us to love our neighbor. Even if your neighbor is blowing weeds, his own weeds over into your yard. Isn't that something? How God wants us to love our neighbors. I have a neighbor like that. I can speak on it because I have a neighbor like that. This neighbor, I have spent many hours out there in the heat. I don't do it anymore. I don't do it anymore because I have hired maintenance now. But at the time, I was using my own tools. I went and bought my own tools, you know, and everything from blowers to edgers and you name it. And I would spend countless hours out there doing my yard. And I would even go and clean up my neighbor's yard, just being a good neighbor. But, you know, a lot of times your neighbor don't even appreciate good, godly people. They don't know who you are. But they don't like you. And they don't even know you. You got people in your circle of friends that don't even like you, but don't even know you, but yet they don't like you. And you know, when a person don't like you, that means something is wrong with them, because they got to go back and look into the mirror. Because if they don't like you, guess what? They don't like themselves. Because in order to love yourself, to love your neighbor, love them that falsely accuse you. Love them that say all kind of minor evil things against you. You have to love them. That is what the Bible tells us. So like I said, getting back to when I lost my sister Marie, I said, Lord, if you don't understand, why did you allow this death? Have you not heard the everlasting God? Neither faints nor is weary. But we know that his understanding is unsearchable. We can go to the law of Isaiah 40 and 28. It says that my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways. Isaiah 55 and 8. Lord, you are beyond my understanding. But I still wonder, have you turned your back on the world? We know that God sits on his holy throne in Psalm 47 and 8. And he rules by his power forever. You know, sometimes we can pray and we ask God, Lord, I do believe that you are ruling this world. But do you care about the thing? Have you forgotten to be good? Hallelujah. And we know that God is good. And he's ready to forgive and abundant in mercy. The Lord is. We know that the Lord has been good to you and I in countless ways, including listening to our doubts and our questions. The Lord gives you and I in his word not to take away our sadness. But we can always rest in the truth that he is wise, he's sovereign, and he's good. We know that every loss that you and I encounter, it leaves an empty space that only God's presence can fill. We're talking about anchored in this storm. We're talking about the storm of life. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. You know, we need an anchor that holds us secure in our spiritual lives. When God called Joshua to lead his people after Moses' death, he gave him an anchor of promise he could rely on in troubled times. The Lord said to him, I will be with you. I will not leave you, nor forsake. The Lord your God is with you wherever you go. God also gave Joshua people the book of the law to study and observe, verses 7 through 8. God's presence were anchored. The Israelites could rely on as they faced many challenges. You and I might be facing many challenges on this morning. But we can look to the hill with cometh our help, because we know that our help cometh from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. And we're in the middle of suffering. And when doubts start threatening, I say, what are your anchors? I want to ask you. We could start with Joshua 1 and 5. Although our faith might feel weak, if it's anchored in God, we know that promises and presence, he will safely hold you and I up. When we feel the stress of the storm, you and I, we can lean to the strength of the anchor, because we know that Jesus is our anchor in the time of a storm. Doesn't matter what you're facing on this one. I want you to be encouraged. I want you to take heart and know that God loves you. God loves you with an everlasting love. It's not a love that even you and I can produce that are greater than the love of God. We know that our mother and our father loves us. Hallelujah. From the cradle to the grave. But God is the only one that loved us. Loved us with an everlasting love. Hallelujah. We know that God is our refuge and he's our strength. A very present help in trouble. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 46 and 1. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We know that the Creator God of the universe descends into our world. He sees our trouble and he offers to marshal his resources to help you and I. As the psalmist confidently affirmed, God is a very present help in trouble. Our Savior helps by giving us grace to endure. His word to sustain us, strength to encourage and pray for us, and the confidence that he will ultimately work it all together for our spiritual good. So I want you to know, next time you feel stranded along life road, I want you to look for your helper. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your holy name. I'm thankful that when I experience trouble, the Lord, he's waiting and he's wanting to help you and I and us. To teach us to look to him, then his kind and his loving care, until he delivers you and I safely home. We can rejoice in your helping hands. And you are our helping king. Hallelujah, Jesus. We're talking about anchored in the storm on this morning. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. We know that people in time of distress, they're prompted to dial in 911 in an emergency. And people are supposed to call 911 for emergency only. But there are many people that don't understand or follow the rules. We know that police emergency operators have received calls from numerous people reporting a TV that wasn't working, asking when it was going to stop snowing, want to report an identification theft while they remain anonymous. I've often wondered if many of our prayers for help sound frivolous to God. It's impossible to know, but there's one thing we can be assured of. In our time of need, the Lord not only hears our cries, but he is present with us. Psalms 46 describes times of great calamity, including war and natural disasters. Yet it is a sign of trust that begins and ends with the same affirmation. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with you and I and us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. We know that the Lord is always at work accomplishing his purposes, even when the world seems to be falling apart. He tells us to be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted the earth. We don't have to fear when we call for help. We know that he hears and will come near. Though oceans roar and mountains quake and enemies deride, we do not have to be afraid. The Lord is by our side. God's help is only a prayer away. So you that are in the anchor of a storm this morning, I want you to take courage. I want you to exercise your faith as never before. I want you to pray, and I want you to doubt. But I want you to pray that God will hear your humble cry. God wants to be your anchor in your tsunami storm on this morning. God wants to be the one that blesses you to be able to be a blessing to others. God wants to be the God. He wants to be the Lord and Savior of your life. God wants you to submit to Him your life. God wants to wait on you. But He's knowing that time is of an essence. Time is drawing now. We don't know what tomorrow holds. We don't know what the next hour will hold. We don't know what the next 24 hours, the next 48 hours hold for you. So God is knocking at the door of your heart. It's time for you to come out the storm and come into shelter. God is our shelter. God loves you on this morning. He don't want to see you lost. So if I was you on this morning, and I didn't know God in the pardons of my sins, I would just stoop, squat, bend, wherever you are. If you're lying down, you can lie down and pray. Because we know that some people is not equipped to get on their knees. Not even equipped to raise their hands. But God reads a heart. God is a heart reader. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. So God can fix whatever is alienating you on this morning. All He's wanting you to do is submit your soul to Him. Cry out, acknowledge, Lord, I am a sinner. Acknowledge that I've done wrong. And I want to accept you into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And as quick as you can ask God, then it is done. In the same hour, it's done. We know that suffering is a part of living in a sin-cursed world. That's what we're talking about. It derived from disobedience in the Garden of Eden. We know that good people suffer like anybody else. That's why I'm glad we have Jesus. People might say, I'm tired of suffering. And if I die, I'll go to a better place. And they long for the day that they could see God face to face. You know, I understand your frustration. But we don't put the blame on God. And if you and I are baffled by the suffering of good people, we can put the question squarely before God. Argue with Him if we must. And struggle with our doubts, but let's not blame Him. God didn't explain to Job what he was doing, but said that he would be trusted to do what is right. And He has assured you and I know His word that Jesus suffered on our behalf, rose from the dead, and is now preparing a suffering-free place for you and I know. There may not be the answer we want, but they are the answers that we need to help us live with the age-old and often unanswerable question of suffering. Why must I bear this pain? I cannot. I only know my Lord does all things well. So I trust in God, my all in all. For He will bring me through whatever befalls. God is not obligated to give you and I enough an answer. But He promises us His grace. And in that name, I hope and I pray that I said something to your marrow, nature, spirit, and infuse your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. If this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, have any prayer petitions you would want the old Triple Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been produced by Block Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Triple Zion. Send your correspondence, make it attentive to Overseer James Ford, P.O. Box 1600. California 95020. Our email address, Janice allaboutgod@yahoo.com. You can also log on to our web address, www.janicewardministries.org. Hallelujah. Till we meet again across these airways and skyways, you're encouraged to buckle up with Jesus at your will because he is people friendly. If you have any prayer petitions that you would want the old ship of Zion to go down in prayer on your behalf, you can now call in to the studio dial-up prayer request line. Your host and moderator is standing by. Pray in faith with you and for you. Hallelujah. Till we meet again, we're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn this second half of our program over to the hymns of Zion. Uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So until we meet again, I want you to go in God and allow God to go. Up next, hymns of Zion.
Thank you. Well, in those days, you just throw a big old and old and old. Somewhere up in the beginning, you'll see some trouble. There's a man to be every. I've heard about it. There's a place where the faith won't go on. See, look at Father. Most of all, it's too deep. Together.
I'm so glad. So glad.
You may Oh.